7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
It's Monday, July 30th, 2012. It's almost 84 degrees in the state of Minnesota here. Welcome to the show, friends. You got Bradley and Jake. And again, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online, it's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, that number is 1-877-807-9977. Last week, we were in Iowa talking to you on Friday. We did three radio programs that day, two interviews in our own radio program. Yep. And we got some calls, and I really apologize for the fact that we were running from our ISDN from Minnesota to Iowa, and there was some kind of a glitch where we couldn't pick up the call, so do forgive us. But today, if you call in, we promise we'll pull you up, 1-877. Maybe not all of you, but we'll get the good portion of you, all right? 1-877-807-9977. Now, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. But the good thing is over the weekend, you all know that we returned to Dunkerton, had a successful event, and we pulled some people's brains out of other people's heads and put them back into their own heads. And actually,
some people's brains out of their heads.
No, out of other people's heads.
Oh, thank you.
Put them back into their own heads.
All right.
I know, it's kind of confusing.
I got a new coffee going here.
Lot.
Sorry.
There's a lot being said in that one statement. But, folks, we invite you to join our Facebook.
Well, share what happened real quick.
Oh, yeah, well, I suppose.
I think that's important. Why were you guys in Iowa? Well, we told you, we forecasted why we were going to Iowa before we went to Iowa. Yeah. And then when we were in Iowa, we told you again as to why we were there. And basically it was...
I want to thank all of you, too. It was a smashing success in this particular event. I can give a lot of the details, but you know what? I want to thank, first of all the people that were listening to us, for instance, on the Jan Michelson Show, the Steve Days Show, and maybe some of our own listeners that came to the event. Secondly, of course, the media came. And thirdly, all the people that wanted to know the truth, that really were sincere about the truth, came as well.
But are you talking about the insignificant little ministry that Bradley and Jake run out of Little Annandale, Minnesota.
And,
every time we do something, they always put us on the front page of the paper.
That's right.
Them little
multiple days, too.
And it was a free speech issue. And let me tell you something about this free speech issue, friends. We won.
That's right.
Amen.
We have free speech. But the only way you have free speech, and this is kind of the message of the ministry, unless you engage, unless you say, well, the Bill of Rights doesn't just give us free speech. God does. And the only way we get our free speech is if we speak freely.
Yeah.
And we stand up for that free speech, which
even
is exactly
if,
what
even
happened.
If a fireman says that if Bradley Dean comes back into Dunkerton, I'll block the road to make sure he doesn't.
Yeah.
Well, so after the event, I walked over to one of his board members and told him, hey, can you tell so-and-so,
thanks
for the second visit.
Thanks for
we
the
We appreciate
event.
It. Next time you tell me something, bro, and you want to break the law, you better find someone else that you're going to trample on because it ain't going to be me.
That's right. And, you know, just like you said, this little insignificant ministry, able to win a victory, able to come back and show to the youth that were present and also to the youth that knew we were there.
Now, can you tell everybody why we were there, Jake?
The whole state knew. Because the city said we couldn't be there because of our religious beliefs.
And what did it? Where did it transpire from, Jake?
It transpired
from three homosexual groups and the ACLU, after a great, successful high school assembly in Dunkerton on March 8th, just of this last year. They thought it would be cute to bring it to the press and say that we were homophobic, we were a hate group, we were this, we were that, we were bigots. Exactly the same thing they did to Chick-fil-A, and these boys didn't stand down. We took it back to them. Oh, and by the way, this is just the beginning, friends.
Yep.
We won Dunkerton. Now we're contemplating right now as to how we're going to deal with those three homosexual groups. And the ACLU.
The ACLU?
Yes.
Yeah, the ACLU.
Yeah, because they know what they did was illegal. As a matter of fact, the ACLU went so far, friends, as to when our attorney sent them a letter and said, why did you just take that to the press? They said back to our attorney, what are you talking about? And they pulled it down from their website just to let you know how these people operate. Okay? Now it completely backfired because we didn't let it go, and now they don't know how to respond to it. But then again, they think they're out of the water, and it was them poor victims, the homosexuals, that attacked us the same way they attacked Chick-fil-A, verbatim.
Yep. And they accuse us of being the attackers. No,
as they're pulling our hair and smacking our face and crying victims.
That's right.
People have had it.
And the way you expose those victims is by standing, because even at the event the other day, there was a couple people that tried to play the victim status. But it got flipped back on them because they aren't the victims. They're doing what they accuse you or anybody else that's going to stand for God-given liberties of doing. And there's your victory.
Yeah.
Dunkerton, Iowa.
Yeah.
So it was a blast.
And
again, thank you for those that stood against us because you made it possible.
And I want to make one more point with it if I can. At no time were we called by any one of them groups asking us one question.
Right.
They were mad at us for this, friends. Jake shared with the students, he was talking about the power of influence, the music, the power of influence, and under the influence. And Elton John had a quote. Can you kick that quote off, Jake?
Yep. I crave to be loved. There's nothing wrong with going to bed with somebody of your own sex. People should be very free with sex. They should draw the line at goats.
Now, why were not the homosexuals decrying Elton John?
Or Lady Gaga, who said it's the same thing to be, no matter what color of skin you are, it's the same thing, you're born that way. No matter what sexual orientation you are, you're born that way.
Wow.
Saying the two are the same. I'd be pretty furious about that if I was somebody of another color other than white, black, name it.
Yeah.
I'd be mad.
Whatever the case might be. But Chick-fil-A,
for them.
What took place with Chick-fil-A this weekend is a prime example as to what we're dealing with on a 24/7 basis in this ministry. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com will be PowerPointing all day long. We'll be right back.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. Can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What I want to do before the end of the show is talk about the purpose of the Bill of Rights, okay? But before that, I want to kick out this Chick-fil-A. We just seen a little bit of a Facebook post. One of the girls just pointed it out to me. Roseanne Barr wishes cancer on Chick-fil-A customers.
Wow.
Isn't that loving and tolerant?
We can throw
She said anyone who eats S blank blank, right? T.
Oh, yeah.
An expletive. Filet, she's mocking Chick-fil-A. She's calling it poop filet. Deserves to get cancer. Good for you for exposing yourself again. Thank you for telling everybody what you people are really about, you criminals.
They think they actually are helping their cause.
So just think,
speak out boldly.
So just think the degree that they're willing,
yep,
that people
there
agree with their tolerance.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm being facetious.
As they accuse you of being intolerant. I did.
Wow.
As they accuse you of being intolerant.
Yes. Oh, hey, by the way, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Hey, folks, what is your take in this particular situation with Chick-fil-A? Yeah.
Well, I can tell you there is, and you know, you can tell a lot about a man by the quality of his enemies. So here you have Jim Henson Company pulled its Muppets from the kids' meals. Politicians in Boston and Chicago.
Not the Muppets.
Told the chain it's not welcome there. Roseanne Barr.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. So Roseanne Barr says that they should get cancer. I'm thinking of the quality again of your enemies. If those type of people are the people that don't like me, I think I'm doing pretty good in life.
I think you're too.
I think most people would agree.
And I think the owner for Chick-fil-A would probably agree.
Yeah. He said, you know, the biblical definition of the family is what he said. That's what I support.
That's right.
I think we're inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fists at him and say, we know better than you.
Hello.
As what constitutes marriage.
Amen.
That's what fired up the gay soldiers, if you will.
Wait. So for taking a Christian stance.
Yep. Yes. A tolerant Christian stance.
Yeah. A Christian stance. Freedom of speech.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have these totalitarian mindsets, these Stalinites, attacking anybody that doesn't agree with them. But folks, you ready to be encouraged for a second? Less than 1.7% of the population attacks him, but look at how the media gets on board.
Right.
Oh, by the way, I got to interject this because Listen, if I wasn't sitting down and I was in a black church right now, I'd be having church. Are you ready for this? Ready? Speaking to the media, okay? You know, we know that there's only less than 21% approval rating within the media, mainstream media, friends. Yeah. Okay? You know, the ABCs, the CBS, the MSNBCs, so on and so forth, the CNN, Communist Network News.
Yeah.
They're bombing, right? People aren't buying their lies anymore.
Right.
So this is what happens when they become fearful of losing, they attack. And then what they do is they cry victim. But here's another one for you. I hope everybody's sitting down because I'm really going to, I think I'm going to hurt some feelings here. So will you guys sit down really quick? If you're driving, that's great. Just pay attention to the road. I just don't want to hit you too quick with this next statement. CNN President Jim Walton revealed on Friday that he will leave the network after 3 decades, effective the end of this year.
Oh, are you kidding me?
An unexpected departure that follows an announcement that the station has seen its worst ratings since the 1990s.
Okay. They'll find another communist replacement.
I'm not done now. Just hang on. This is my production crew, friends. You guys just take it easy. It's all right.
It's okay.
Guys, I got to tell you, if they would tell the truth, they wouldn't be having these problems right now with their ratings. But because they're trying to push their socialist agenda, people are turning the boob tube off. The only time you can see it is when you have to sit in the airport, because that's all that's in front of your face. But let me go on. Mr. Walton, who retired, gave his resignation because of the ratings and the decline in ratings, the worst ratings since the early 90s. Walton will walk away from CNN.
This is right when we need him the most. Everything going on right now.
After spending 30 years building the business up, it just collapsed after the last couple of years.
It's been such a good business.
He's overseen their operations as president for the last decade. That's 10 years, friends. But announced in an email to his staff this week that both CNN and himself need to start working towards something new. I got an idea. How about, like, tell the truth? Huh?
Try that one.
All right.
So that builds the business.
I hope everybody's okay with that one there. They're bombing. Every network is taking a major hit because they know that it's a propaganda outlet. Cool?
I think he's agreeing with Obama. He said, I've been doing this job I'm in now for 10 years, and I'm ready for change.
Who said that?
That's what he said.
He got his change, didn't he? And I guarantee Mr. Walton got the change that he wasn't looking for. Yeah, he's got to go look for a different job because what the new deal was and the new change that was to be brought about isn't working for him because he's starting to realize it's coming through a dictatorship, totalitarian mindset, and people aren't falling for it, even on the left.
That's right.
Go ahead.
He said CNN needs new thinking.
Yes.
And this starts with a new leader.
Back to Chick-fil-A.
Yes, Mr. Filet.
He's standing up.
The man stood. And people are standing around him.
Can I interject this really quick?
Like this group that went to Dunkerton stood.
This is crazy. You know who else stood up for him? We know that just recently. We were talking about the ACLU a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
But look at how they'll stand on both sides of the pendulum only to get national recognition.
Mm.
Hey, we can help you guys out too, said the ACLU.
Yeah,
but see, the end of the Chick-fil-A isn't communism. I just wanted to tell you guys over at the ACLU, your founder said the end of the ACLU is communism. Roger Baldwin, if you didn't know that, which you probably don't know that. You probably just thought you were working with a bunch of guys that like to destroy the Constitution. Well, let me just tell you let me set the record straight. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Your founder's a communist.
And I don't think Chick-fil-A is really going to do business with them. It was a public statement they made, but
sure.
I'd like to see if they would legally step in the ring.
And why wouldn't they? Due to the fact that people are catching on to the media because they've already caught on to this administration. Yeah. People are becoming afraid of what's going on because of the backlash.
That's right.
That they didn't expect.
That's right. They don't expect you to stand. And here you have, nationally speaking, they're standing. And what's happening here? This is the Southern Baptist Convention. One of the guys who works with them said, when Christians see a fellow Christian being persecuted, they will come out of the woodwork. Now he's talking about
they will if they have a leader.
That's right.
Yes.
They will come out of the woodwork, a leader. That's the key. We need leadership. Woodwork when a theologically based position is being politicized by individuals for their own purposes.
Yeah, because this is an attack on Christianity.
Yep.
And you have 86% of America that professes Christianity. Yep. I got a question. Where's the other 14%?
Yeah. They're with Roseanne Barr eating.
I don't know what they're eating.
But slow.
A lot of whatever it is, though.
But slow your roll, dog. Slow your roll. Can you give me the stats on NBC? I shared this with on the radio on Friday. NBC stats. 86% were asked during a poll from NBC. Listen, friends. NBC was taking a poll with their viewers. What? 30,000?
Could be.
Nationwide?
Maybe. Maybe that's where the CNN guy's going to
We've
go
only
on.
Been in this for a year, and I think we're doing as well as they are.
Oh, easily.
And they've been doing it for how many years?
You got to stand for truth.
Wow.
Stand for truth.
Okay. All right. Tell the truth and shame the devil, right?
Tell the truth, shame the devil.
That's what we're doing. So NBC takes a poll, and 86% of the people that watch that program said, keep God and we trust in God where it belongs.
Doesn't sound like
No. Jay, I don't think you're jiving with me here, brother, from another mother. Their viewers.
Yeah. We're not talking
about 86%. They were shocked.
We're not talking about TBN viewers. We're talking about NBC viewers. NBC viewers.
So, here's the real question.
Why are they watching it?
Why are people having such a hard time understanding why there's such a mess about having in God we trust on our money and having God in the Pledge of Allegiance? Well, let me tell you why, friends. Because it's propaganda. It's not the people. It's the government.
That's all.
And the media that's in bed with them. That's the best way to say it. They're cohorts. It's not the American people. It's the American people bowing to it if they so choose to do that. But we'll see what happens in the near future.
And when leaders stand, you get your army. And folks, that's what's lacking right now is leadership. But you see leadership coming through a corporate businessman. Hey, by the way, too, there's another corporate business in Colorado that we covered. They actually stood against Obamacare.
Yeah.
And now the judge is putting a stop. They're putting an injunction against Obamacare because this Catholic family says, I'm not going to provide in my own business.
So what happens, Jake, if everybody says we're not going to do that?
Guess what?
Then what are they going to do?
That's right.
They're out of a job.
That's what they don't want you to know because they want to keep doing what they're doing.
You know, I don't have a problem with a bunch of sheep being led by a lion.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry. I don't have a problem with a bunch of lions being led by a sheep. But I have a problem with a bunch of lions being led by a lion. Or a bunch of sheep with a lion. You know what? I'm going to come back.
We're going to get that one.
I think so.
Stay tuned. Stay tuned.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Right before the break, Jake was trying to kick off a quote, and it just didn't go very...
Fell to the ground.
And it just didn't go very smoothly. Man, you kind of sounded like me when you said that, and you really blew that one out of the water.
I got the impersonation right just now.
Well, let me tell you what it was. I'm not afraid of an army of lions led by sheep. I'm afraid of an army of sheep led by a lion. That's right. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. That's a famous quote by Mr. Alexander the Great.
Ooh, that's who said that, huh? Yeah. Oh, that's who said that.
Yeah.
I thought he meant it's a terrible place to be when your brains are...
Well, that's what he's saying here.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
That's true. That's
so,
true. Get the sheep brains out of the lion.
I'm not afraid of an army of lions led by sheep. I'm afraid of an army of sheep led by a lion.
Oh.
That's right.
It's all about leadership. If you don't got leadership, no one's going to fear you. But as you see with Chick-fil-A, as you see now just recently in the city of Dunkerton, they don't know what to do with you when you don't back down for your rights. People talk about them all day long. Mm. Yeah, we got the Bill of Rights, religious freedom. You know, we got a God-given rights, you know, the Constitution, our Declaration of Independence. And don't fight. No. Okay, never mind. I take it all back.
Did you see Scalia here?
Something about the Second Amendment.
He's supposed to be a conservative hero. Friends, you need to look into this man's record.
Follow the record.
He is not your friend. He's talking about, guns can be regulated now. We'll take that up on a future case. He just forecasted, friends, as to what they're talking about in circles. Mm-hmm. Private circles.
Well, and here's the thing, too, is he make a good decision, which he did on the Obamacare, struck it all down. But then he can come and make a bad decision.
It's all show, dude.
Well, and the thing is whether it's a show or sincerity, it doesn't really matter. Our job is not to trust the people in office.
Thank
Our job
you.
Is to keep their feet to the fire. Those are our rights. They're not theirs.
What's the obstacle here? A well-regulated militia, being necessary of the security of a free people, free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Not. See the thou shall not. What is the purpose of the Bill of Rights? The hang-up to the American Constitution was the need for a Bill of Rights to protect the rights of the people of each state, because many of our founding forefathers knew that in creating such a powerful government, the people could one day be abused by that same government. And for this reason, they added 10 amendments or additions to the Constitution called the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Privileges. These act as the 10 thou shall nots for the federal government protecting the rights of we the people. And the original 10 amendments have now become 27 in total, as previous Congress have added to the original. The original of the Bill of Rights are the first 10 amendments as follows. The First Amendment guarantees the protection of religious freedom to establish as a well exercised freely of our religion. Originally, the word religion was translated as denomination of the Christian religion, Baptists, Presbyterians, Lutherans, Catholics. Okay, that's religion in America, not Muslims, Buddhas, Hare Krishnas, so on and so forth, or Zen, Yen, whatever. I go on. All religions are afforded asylum but are subject to the national Judeo-Christian ethic and law of the United States. The First Amendment also covers freedom of speech, press, and the right to petition the government. Doesn't anybody think it's rather odd that we see Muslims coming in and trying to overthrow the Constitution of the United States and wanting to implement new law called Sharia law? Well, let me tell you, my friends, if your God is God, then go back to where you came from.
Yep.
Because our God is God here, and we ain't moving.
Right.
So how do you feel about that?
Yep.
I go on. George Washington, in his farewell address, stated, "Of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should subvert or to labor to subvert these pillars of human happiness." I go on to the Second Amendment, the right to carry firearms and organize militia. Ooh, that sounds weird. That's really scary sounding.
Sounds safe.
Yeah. I mean, especially when we go back and do a little history and find out that
That's
it was
right.
the militia that beat off the British on the behalf of what we have today.
Yeah. Hey,
but you have the media
guys.
Today. You know, just like a civil rights leader said this one time, you have to be careful as to those that you listen to so you don't end up hating the oppressed and loving the oppressor. And that's exactly right. And so when I say the word militia, I've talked about this a couple weeks ago. What's the first thing people think of? Ooh, that's kind of weird. No. 18 to what is it? 31? You are the militia if you're a man. You're the militia. You are the patriot. You are the protector of who we are, one nation under God in this country. Thomas Jefferson said of the Second Amendment, he made this amendments meaning plain when he stated the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is, as a last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny in a government. Folks, who's trying to take away your guns through deceptive measures?
Is it the militia?
Diplomacy? Or is it Hillary Clinton? Is it President Barack Hussein Obama? I go on to the third. Amendment prohibits the government from quartering troops in private homes, a major grievance during the American Revolution. Well, I can imagine. I mean, that's extortive measures, isn't it? Do this or else. I go on to the Fourth Amendment. It protects citizens from unreasonable search and seizure. The government may not conduct any searches without a warrant. Can we say the TSA? Can we say the DHS? And such warrants must be issued by a judge and based on probable cause. So when you go through the airport line, your government is saying through probable cause that you are a suspected terrorist, that you are the suspected terrorist. For every man's house is looked upon by the law to be his castle of defense and asylum wherein he should suffer no violence, Sir William Blackstone. Wasn't he one of those guys like that established English common law?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, many court cases in the foundation of our country were solved by just quoting one line from his commentaries on the law.
He had like one of those long wigs, friends. He looked like a rocker dude sitting on the throne of judgments.
Like loud.
He did. It's
loud,
like they had
loss.
Rockers back then.
Yep.
But they used violins.
That's true.
Yeah.
And lots of perfume.
And some guys back then, when they had their hair was long enough and curly enough, if they didn't use yak spray in their hair, which is true. I'm not kidding you. Yak. They would put the spray and powder in your hair. And it's like, ooh, I can imagine the smell of that. Can you imagine the smell of their pillows? Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, but back to the rockers. You know, you'd look at some of these guys, and it was just like, whoa. I mean, and you knew it wasn't their hair. They'd pull the wig off, and they'd be balder than an eagle.
You're like, ah!
Totally. Yikes.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that when you look at William Blackstone, I mean, he's a total rocker back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
He rocked the foundations, even of the United States of America, because he is one of the founders of common law.
That's right.
Yes.
He rocked tyrants.
He totally did. Now, the other rockers that I was going to talk about, too, but you got, I just want you guys to consider, my point was, is they used powder to spray in those wigs. They had those long-haired wigs. That's important for everybody to know. I just thought it was that important because when I watched the John Adams documentary, I just think, boy, I wonder what that stuff smelled like.
Yeah, because it's not like you'd just go take a shower and wash them.
Maybe no.
You just throw them in the bathtub and wash them.
Let's go to the next point. This is terrible. The Fifth Amendment provides that citizens not be subject to criminal prosecution and punishment without due process. Citizens may not be tried on the same set of facts twice and are protected from self-incrimination. The right to remain silent. The amendment also establishes the power of eminent domain. In other words, hey, I want that, the government says. I want it. And by any means necessary, I'm going to get it. Eminent domain. I want to take it away from you without your permission. Thus, ensuring the private property is not seized for public use without just compensation. Mm-hmm. What are you seeing today?
Well, they'll offer you a little bit for that property that they're going to take from you.
And just think about that. They come in and say, you know what? We know that's your property, and we need it. Well, you say back to them, you're not going to have my property, and it's not for sale. Well, they come up with some means to their little political maneuverments and their deceptive measures, and they say, you know what? We'll give you so much money because we're going to take your property by force.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you come back to them and say, well, you know what? My house is worth three times as what you just offered me.
Yep.
And you're not going to have the property for what you just offered me. But do you pay attention to that right there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've already gotten them negotiating the price. We got to be careful of that.
Yeah.
Because some people do that. Some others don't. They'll stand their ground. But the point is they have no position in government. As a matter of fact, Jake, this is important in this part, this particular amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the guy in Maryland that went after the judge that was actually trying to pull eminent domain over a certain or a particular individual? That particular individual went over to his house and he tried to pull eminent domain over that judge's house, and that didn't fly very well.
Probably changed the mind of the judge pretty quick.
But it puts everything into perspective quick, doesn't it?
Where that judge
do unto others as you would have them do unto you, Tyrant.
Hey, that's too complicated. Simple.
The Sixth Amendment assures the right to a speedy trial by a jury of one's peers to be informed of the crimes which they are charged and to confront the witness brought by the government. The amendment also provides the accused the right to compel testimony from witnesses and to legal representation. The Seventh Amendment, right to trial by jury according to the rules of common law, the Mosaic Institution, friends. That's why you have Moses everywhere in your civil buildings. That's why you have God and God we trust on your money.
It's not Sharia law, it's common law.
Common law. Amen. Right to a trial by jury according to the rules of common law. It is important to understand the Ten Commandments are the foundation of common law. Who gave government? God did. Republicanism, Exodus 18:21. The Seventh Amendment provides the civil cases also be tried by jury. The Eighth Amendment, excessive bails, fines, and punishment are prohibited. The Eighth Amendment prohibits excessive bail. I don't have that kind of money to get out of jail, Ossifer, judge. The Eighth Amendment prohibits, stops, excessive bail, excessive fines, and cruel and unusual punishment, according to the crime, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Jefferson stated, I consider trial by jury as the only anchor ever yet imagined by man by which a government can be held to the principles of its constitution. That is so farbulous.
It's an anchor.
And it's all based on love. Do you see how that works?
Yes, that's right.
Everybody's accountable all the time. Folks, we're going to take your phone calls after I finish the next two amendments right after this break. 1-877-807-9977.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time
to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods is over tomorrow. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sell ends tomorrow.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, the Ninth Amendment states the rights not listed in the Bill of Rights belong to the people. Really? The Tenth Amendment says the power not given to the federal government by the Constitution belong to the people unless given by the people to the states.
Mm-hmm.
Have to be forfeited, then, is what you're saying.
I think those are the most important two amendments, because most people think, and this was the argument against it that Hamilton had, of having a Bill of Rights. Well, if we start listing off the people's rights, how in the world could we ever list off all of the rights the people have? And it'll also imply that the government gives the people rights. If we have a document that says, people, this is your rights. The purpose of developing the Constitution was to say we're creating a creature, that being a strong central government. Because they needed it at that time, and that's a history lesson for a later topic or later show. When you take this Constitution and you say to the government, this is what the government is, this is what the government can do.
But
we don't have to tell it what it can't do, because it can only do what we tell it to do. But now what it does is it, because it got so big and aggrandizes power, and this is what the Anti-Federalists were farsighted in seeing, we create this system, don't think they're going to stop at the confines of the boundaries that we lay called the Constitution. So we need a Bill of Rights to protect and make sure that certain rights that we have are documented, like freedom of religion, freedom of, you know, to bear arms, trial by jury, et cetera, et cetera. So in your Ninth Amendment, it talks about the powers not, or excuse me, the enumeration. Yep, that one too, but first the Ninth. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not construe, deny, or disparage others retained by the people. So no matter what the government can do, it can't take away the rights of the people. All rights belong to the people, even if they're not listed in the Bill of Rights.
But what you see the government doing, instead of ensuring our rights, said Thomas Jefferson, mm-hmm. is they're wanting to give up our rights instead of giving up our wrongs.
That's right.
And what's happening is you're seeing who the one that is wrong at length. When the government wants the wrong thing implemented over your rights,
yeah.
you know what state that you're in
yeah.
and what you're dealing with in that particular
Yeah, and it's
time,
simply put,
timeline.
When the government asks you to give up certain rights, you know that they're wicked and corrupt. They're outside
well,
of what they are supposed to do.
Out of their scope of power.
Yeah.
Montesquieu.
It is.
Rightly said, he was an author regularly quoted by our founders when drafting the Constitution, stated in his book, The Spirit of Laws, Book 2, liberty is a right of doing whatever the law permits, and if a citizen could do what they forbid, he would be no longer possessed of liberty because all of his fellow citizens, would have the same power.
That's right.
Well, he really kicks in the butt democracy right there, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Out of the house.
If we give the authority to do wrong in society... Well,
that's
then
right.
we just turn into a gigantic mob, and then whoever is the strongest wins. Now, listen to that, because when you create a strong central government, the strongest wins in society, right?
Yeah.
Well, when the government has control of the military, and this is what's so wrong about this. Is we, you know, you brought up the militia earlier, and this ties in with it perfectly. The militia is us, because us is the government, and the purpose of the government is to protect our rights.
So everybody in this country at length is the militia. If you fit into that age group,
that's right.
and you're a man.
Because we all through our...
So it's not certain people that are militia.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like people that the media wants to tag as militia and then try to
that's
make
right.
them out to be weirdos.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So we all threw our hats in the ring on this. We came together and formed, you know, we the people, like it says in the beginning of the Constitution. The reason we created the government is we all made a decision. We all have skin in the game. It's called our liberties. And the reason we created the government was to protect our liberties because we felt our liberties would be safer if we created that government. So if we all throw our hats in the ring and we have a government, we're all equally accountable to protect that government or protect
right,
the
right.
society.
So, again, it's our society.
Which is the people.
Right, right.
There's no...
But you have this mentality, it's them against us and mm-hmm. us against them.
That's right.
When, in fact, I understand and I make it clear every time, they are an extension of who we are. So when
yeah.
we complain about the government, we're only complaining about what we tolerate.
Yeah.
Well, we need to quit tolerating the crime
right.
and bring them to justice
mm-hmm.
and then get right people and the wrong people out and the right people in. And once we get the right people in... That's an extension of who
sure.
we are and what we allow our government to look like.
Yeah.
yeah.
You know, some people gripe about the government. Some people I can accept.
Can you do
gripings.
Me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you give me the definition of gripe?
Griping is like where you're just chiding.
You ever go into a restaurant?
Angry,
I don't mean to
gripe.
Take this out in left field, but when you said that, I really did ponder that really quick. No, you ever go into a restaurant and the lady says, would you like something to drink? Or oftentimes I'll say to the waiter or waitress, can you tell me what er means, ma'am?
Er.
And they'll look at you like, what are you talking about? And I said, well, you just said, would you like something to drink, er?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know what er means.
Is it U-R-E-R?
No, I don't, I'm asking you. You're the one that said it. I'm talking to the waiter
yeah,
or waitress.
Yep.
What does it mean? So what does gripe mean?
It's a crutch. Gripe means
let's see
to complain.
Let's see if, according to who? Come on.
According to, I'm supposed to
If it's
to
not
the
in the mind of Webster's 1828.
It shouldn't be in my mind then.
That's right.
So the murmurs and complaints.
Whoa!
It's there!
You know what gripe means? It means to hold fast, to seize, to grasp, to catch with the hand, to pinch, to press, to compress.
Right?
To give pain to the bowels. As if by pressure or contraction. To pinch, to straighten. Wow, that doesn't sound right.
That doesn't sound right.
No, that line upon line, I should mix that up a little bit. To distress as griping poverty. You ever notice, like, liberal? Do you guys, folks, do you know that that's a good word? That's not a bad word.
Yeah.
That's a good word.
Sure it is.
Because it
wow.
it means that you have a big heart.
Mm-hmm.
And what America is, their definition of liberal now is a bad word.
Yeah.
Leftist, criminal. I mean,
they
same
say,
difference, right?
They say be liberal with the law. No, the law is not liberal. The job of nonprofits in the church, that's to be liberal.
Yes.
Liberal with liberties, not liberal with the law.
So, are we good?
Yeah.
I fulfilled my promise today
with
the hour that I had. We got to take some of these calls. Hey, we got Emily in North Dakota. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
About the only thing I had to say was, amen for public judgments. It's cool. I mean, they got exposed. Their lies and their whatever they're doing that they're trying to hide got exposed because the truth is always brought, you know,
nothing's covered that shall not be revealed.
Yeah. which is really awesome.
I'm kind of like judgments. She's amening public judgments.
Oh, okay. But
they happen in society.
Oh, you're talking about Chick-fil-A. Gotcha. I can smell that chicken. Ooh. Quack, 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 quack. Yeah? You hear that?
Quacking is ducks.
Oh, gee whiz.
Maybe they have ducks, too. I don't know. There's a chicken.
Is that better?
That was much
better. Did I do that good, Emily?
Good impersonation.
It is wonderful.
I thank you for your phone call. I really appreciate it. Boy, I've done two embarrassing things today, and it will never, ever happen again. You know, I said, the first time I said this, I said, I'm afraid not of an army. Well, I am. Yeah, I'm not afraid of an army of lions led by sheep. I'm afraid of an army of sheep led by a lion. And I tried to clarify that, and I totally blew it out of the water. And I know other people do it all the time, but not on this show. Not on my time.
Because we're
always doing our best to save face, and oftentimes we lose face.
Losing.
Yeah, when we're trying to save.
You know,
maybe that's why the Lord just said, lose your life for my sake. You're better off that way. I'll do the covering. You don't have a reputation anyways. Just do your thing, and I'll take over there. Okay. Oh, you know what? Yeah. You know, and I noticed just this phone call with you, Emily, that you didn't screw up one time. You made perfect sense, and I just didn't catch on right away.
Flawless.
Yeah. Me and Jake are known as slow children in some circles. Did you know that, Emily?
I totally get
Do you
that.
Think that's funny, Emily?
And I hope she doesn't.
You better not.
That would hurt my feelings.
That was slow.
Our producer is jumping in on these phone calls, friends. Well, she is jumping. I'm stopping at DQ for her today.
You know,
I totally am. She's patting herself on the back right now.
You're bringing up saving face, and I just posted.
Are we still talking to Emily, or should we hang up on her?
Emily.
Okay. So, Emily, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
Keep it public.
Appreciate it. Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
You were talking about saving face, and I just posted this on the SOL Media. They're on our homepage.
Sons of Liberty Media. Yep.
Right. And also on Facebook.
Yes.
Sons of Liberty Radio. But anyhow, did you know, because ever wonder where Wikipedia, speaking of saving face, because they're always trying to save their face, this is how they save it. The top five sources of the information that they get to create their little dictionary thing that they created.
Yeah.
Google Books is the top.
Huh.
Web.archive.org.
Yeah.
BBC News,
huh.
YouTube, and the New York Times. Talk about alternative media, huh?
Wow.
Not doing a good job of saving their face.
It sounds like someone's controlling. You know what's also interesting about Wikipedia, before we take this next phone call, is nobody believes Wikipedia, but they're our second referral, highest referral on our website.
Try to Google search something and not.
But nobody believes them. We had one kid in a college a couple months back say, I said, so who told you that? Just like I said the other day at our event. Uh-oh. I'm just going to start saying, who told you that? Well, I heard this. I'm going to say, well, who told you that? The burden of proof lies on you, not on me. Who told you that? What was the source? Right?
Here it comes.
In this college, he said, Wikipedia. You know what everybody did in the college, folks? They started to boo him. I didn't need to say anything. He fell in it, and boy, he walked out with his tail stuck between his legs. And did he ever stink? Even worse than when I tried to say, I'm not afraid of an army of lions led by sheep. I'm afraid of an army of sheep led by a lion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm leaving this show today with a smile on my face. You got Bradley and Jake. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Join us again in 23 hours. 2 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone. See ya.
Work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.